Chancha has the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Distinguished members of the delegation, welcome to this constructive dialogue. I have questions relating to issues 3 and 5. Beginning with issue 3, constitutional and legal framework for the implementation of the covenant, Article 2. The committee would like to commend you for all the provisions and all the decisions taken so as to raise awareness of the covenant and its optional protocol. You have, in fact, not only provided particular emphasis on the initial and continued training of the law professionals and the state employees, but also, and more importantly, implemented in June 2015 an interministerial human rights committee that was entrusted with the follow-up and monitoring of the implementation of the recommendations presented by the committee in its concluding observations, and doing that in consultation with civil society organizations and national human rights institutions. And my first question is, can we say now that all the recommendations presented by the committee have been implemented in this state? And the second question, could you please justify the answer to the previous question? On issue 5, non-discrimination. The committee welcomes all measures taken by your state to combat discrimination on all its forms and to promote harmony within the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. And concerning the Center for Equal Treatment, your reply to this issue mentions the resolution adopted on July 1st, 2020 by the Chamber of Deputies, which seeks to strengthen it. And here, with strengthening, I mean budgetary means, as well as level of authority and purview. What is the impact of the implementation of this resolution on the state party's fight against discrimination? Do you believe that this resolution is sufficient? And that the National Action Plan for Gender Equality adopted in July 2020, could you tell us if the 3-year assessment of its implementation, which was scheduled for 2022, has taken place? If so, please provide us with the results of this assessment. On a different matter, could you provide us with information on the difference between Luxembourg nationals and non-Luxembourg nationals when it comes to the implementation of the principle of the equality of all before the law as stipulated by the constitutional reform underway in the state party, which has led to some criticism from human rights defending organizations?
Centre.
Also, circling back to the Center for Equality, I'd like to ask if you could give us information on its range of authority. Thank you very much. I've concluded my remarks.